Unit 6 Test, Part B, Audio 1.
Hey Jessica, I saw an online talk last night about the value of manual work, you know, working with your hands.
Oh, I read a book about that a few years ago. The author explained why society focused too much on office work and not enough on manual work.
Yeah, it was the same argument. The author must be the same person who did the talk. It was Matthew Crawford, I think.
Yeah, that's him. So, what did you think?
Well, he made some interesting points, especially for people like us who work in offices. According to him, many of us never see the results of our work. Basically, we're one little part of a big process, and our work never ends.
That's right. In the book, he claimed that office work was considered more intellectual, which is why people want to work in offices rather than do manual work. I'm not sure I agree with him, though. I mean, what about surgeons and pilots? They have to work with their hands, and many people dream of doing those jobs.
There are bound to be exceptions. However, I'd argue that a lot of young people work in offices because that's what they're expected to do. Parents often encourage their children to become managers, while schools and universities focus on teaching the skills which are needed in business.
Do you really think so?
Absolutely. I was always told that the best opportunities were in the financial sector. My teachers advised me to study economics at university, and that's why I ended up working in banking. No one ever suggested becoming a mechanic.
Yeah, I take your point. I was more interested in what the author said about sustainability, though. He emphasised that companies make it almost impossible to fix their products nowadays. When they stop working, we throw them away and buy new ones to replace them. I thought that was a really good point because it has terrible consequences for the environment.
He mentioned that in the video too, and it makes sense. For example, in the past, if your washing machine needed repairing, you might try to do it yourself. The machines were easier to take apart, and there were manuals to help you. Nowadays, even an engineer might struggle to fix one, because the machines and manuals are often inaccessible. On the other hand, I don't think sustainability was Crawford's main point.
Oh, really?
No, I think his real message was that, as a result of this situation, people aren't as active as they were in the past. We feel that some things are out of our control, like fixing a washing machine, so we don't even try to change things. Most of us would rather pay someone else to sort the problem out for us.
But maybe it's unrealistic to try and fix things ourselves. Surely it's better to use our time for what we're good at instead.
Well, Crawford's point was that when we make something work, we get a deep feeling of satisfaction. In fact, I had it the other day when my lamp broke. At first, I was going to throw it away and buy a new one. Then I decided to try and fix it myself. When it worked and the light came on, I had this wonderful feeling of having achieved something.
I see your point. I don't often get that feeling at work, which is maybe why I should think of...